need dollar, that's what I need. Hey, hey.
And now on Nights with Steve Price, the Entrepreneur Show with Heidi Armstrong. Thanks to Converge Business Forums, connecting entrepreneurs and combining the power of networking with business coaching.
Yes, aside from Miranda Devine, that might be the best theme song that we have on the station, or on this program anyway. Welcome back from your holidays.
Thanks, Steve. It's great to be back.
And I would
just like to clarify,
yes,
that I haven't really been on holidays to the extent that you have. I have been working.
Yes, you were here filling in on Ross Greenwood's
program. Someone had to be here.
How did that all go?
It went really well. Small business success. It was fabulous. And had some really interesting people come along on the show and talk about business success here in Australia. And the likes of Dick Smith joined me online to talk about, yes, Australia is a great entrepreneurial nation, and also people like Tiffany Cherry, who is setting up a charity.
I heard about this.
Yes, exactly.
I need to play in that.
You do. Token Blokes. So
yes,
you get women out there on the golf course doing the business deals on the golf course,
mm-hmm,
and we will need a few token blokes. So if you're prepared to be a token bloke.
Can you put my name down? I'd love to play in that.
Sounds great.
Tournament.
Can you play golf?
Yes.
Are you any good?
No. But I enjoy it.
All right.
You don't have to be
that
good.
That might qualify.
You don't have to be good at golf. You just got to enjoy it.
But if you're in my foursome, then
I'll be okay.
You need to be good.
I reckon I'll be okay. You mentioned Dick Smith, and he talked about, obviously, the state of the economy and retailing. Dick Smith and I had a bit of a run-in once.
Sure. You having a run-in with someone?
I know it's very rare, but I did make the point to Dick once that he had made his personal fortune out of selling imported goods, and yet he was campaigning very strongly that we buy Australian. Now, he'd obviously made his money and exited the electronics business, set up Dick Smith Foods, and was lecturing us all about how we shouldn't buy imported food, and yet he made his money out of selling imported goods. So he offered to give me Dick Smith Foods for free, and I could run it.
And you didn't take him up on the offer?
No, see, you would have.
I would have.
Because you're an entrepreneur.
I would have taken
him. And you love a challenge.
Well,
I'm just someone who doesn't understand business at all and would have no clue on how to run it.
Well, it sounds to me like you've got a few ideas up your sleeve, Steve.
No, I haven't. I could not run that business. So, and he knew that.
Well, I don't think he's running it at the moment to make huge profits. But he, I mean, to his credit, what he does make out of that, he puts back to charity. So there you go.
You can never, ever question Dick Smith's charitable intentions. I've never, ever criticised him for that. And look, I think he is a prominent and very great Australian. We just had a disagreement about the way he made his money and the way he was lecturing people.
I think the other thing, Steve, is it's a global... Any business these days has to be understanding that it's going to be impacted by global influences. So importing, exporting, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing to be importing goods from China. Not back then. Why is that a bad thing?
Well, it wasn't, but he had a mixed message from where I stood. He was saying on the one hand that it's okay to import Korean electronics and make a fortune, as he did, and then sell it.
But he might have learned
to Woolworths.
He might be operating from the benefit of hindsight.
Yeah, he could be. How do retailers survive now when everything is everything's done online now? How do they do it?
Well, you have to basically innovate, don't you? You can't just sit still and think that everything's going to be the same as usual, and you have to be prepared. And we've seen a study just recently about how important and how all invasive the internet is in our lives, both from a work perspective and also from a social perspective.
Now, one of the interesting characters that we had on the program when you were here late last year, and I think you had another chat with Julio de Lafitte.
Yes, I certainly did with Julio.
And you were supposed to, as I understand it, go off on a trip to the Antarctic on a boat and work with a group of other entrepreneurs coming up with clever ideas, weren't you?
Well, I was, except I needed to be at 2GB doing the work while some people were off gallivanting having a holiday.
But this ship is anchored off the Antarctic.
Yes.
It is full of Australian entrepreneurs coming up with the next big ideas.
That's it.
Julio has managed to make contact with us by satellite phone. I've got no idea about the quality of the line. Julio, how are you?
Hello. I'm great. How are you guys doing?
We're warm. How about you?
Fantastic. Right now I'm talking to you and the amazing icebergs just were passing by. The boat is moving towards Fish Island and the most incredible scenery as I speak to you right now.
So, Julio, I heard via the grapevine that it wasn't smooth sailing getting there.
Correct. We got on a plane to get in, and then the weather changed. The weather in Antarctica is extremely extreme. And while we were flying there, the window of opportunity closed, and the pilot could not land because of fog. So we had to turn around, came back to Punta Arenas, and then we refueled. And then we went again, and on the second attempt, we were able to land and get onto the boat. So that is an unstoppable already attitude towards getting here.
Well, it's just like business. You have a few setbacks, and you have to keep going, Julio.
Please.
Absolutely.
See, Julio agrees with me. And how is it? Is it what you expected, or is it better?
It's beyond expectation. Heidi, I'm looking out the window right now, and I will take a photo right now to send to you. Amazing, won't describe it. It's just stunning. So what's happening to the people here is people have come with ideas for business and so on, but the place is so inspirational that I think most people are getting to, I'm playing a small game with my life, I'm playing a small game with my business, with my future. And the magical part about it is people are, last night we formed groups, and people will be able to ask each other, this is what I bring, what do you need? And that exchange was amazing, amazing. And people will be able to see that inside of a group, there were all the resources needed to go to the next level. It's going great, guys.
I was always going to ask that the location is so spectacularly remote, rare to go there, not many people do. Was that going to take away the attention of what you're actually there for? Is it too hard to sit around and do the work you need to do when you're looking out the window at what you're looking at?
No, it's inspiration, surely, Julia. Oh.
It's beautiful because we split the days exactly like that. So there is adventure. So we go out. We actually get on kayaks and also the Zodiacs, and we go out. So the time is time out. Let's go. We are in Antarctica. Let's go have a look at it. But it's time also where we do the work. We get together, and we go into a program deliberately designed to pull out of the people here who are seeking to emerge.
This is like, Julio, this is like new age businesses where you do those, you know, bonding exercises, go out and do the kayaking for a couple of hours, and then your brain's all full of oxygen and you can really come up with some dynamic ideas and innovate.
Very much so, very much so. And I think one of the things that's happening here is people, I've been in Antarctica, people get to see that the planet is one planet and it's our planet. And that perhaps the way we've been doing business for the last 50 years is too aggressive. We need to start changing the ways in which we operate. There's more opportunities now than ever before. The economies are expanding. But as the economies expand, so will the ability to make profit. But for what purpose? So people here are starting to align that we've got to be able to be profitable beyond imagination even for people in business now. But what do we do with this profit? Yes, we go home and we have a better lifestyle, if you will. But what about the planet? What about others? What about social justice? This conversation is very, very prevalent right here. And people are passionately talking about it.
We're talking to Julio De Lafitte, who is in Antarctica with the Unstoppable program. I asked you this when you were in here a couple of months back. How do you measure the success of this trip?
So I would say to you that a couple of companies have already been formed. And also in this collaboration process, there's people definitely saying, oh, I just met this guy who has the technology I needed. I have this guy. So but towards the last 2 days, we're actually going to lift.
Yep, we might have lost the satellite, I think.
Are you there, Julio?
Yep, gone.
Gone. I was going to ask Julio, actually, because Dave Jackson, who came on Small Business Success over the summer break. My show here. He was given a berth by Julio because he won the opportunity because of his car crowd business. Mm-hmm. ride sharing app, and he's down there with a whole bunch of investors, and perhaps they're all wanting to.
I think we've got Julio back.
Are you there? You back, Julio?
Yes, I am here.
I was wondering, how did Dave Jackson go? Has he found some investors for his car crowd app?
It's early days. It's early days. So David Jackson is fine. He's a very attractive young man.
Oh, Julio
is talking to him. No. In so many ways, just like his business, his ideas, his mind.
Well,
we haven't done a pitch fest. It's integration process. So I think he's going to do really well, put it that way.
Well, tell him if he doesn't make it with Car Crowd, he should take up a role in radio, because his voice was so good on radio, I thought. You might think he looks nice, and I'm not saying he didn't, but I'm saying his voice was very good on radio over the summer as well.
Yes. And I think that people getting to know him, his idea, his passion, and when it comes time to actually go to the group and start asking for a more intensive collaboration as far as investments are concerned, I think he'll be just fine.
Well, we hope the rest of the trip is successful, as it sounds like the start has been, and desperate to get you back in here when you get back to pick your brain on all of the ideas that have come up. Enjoy.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you very much, Julio De La Fete. I can see that you were obviously choosing the guests on your show when you were here on the basis of how they looked, by the sound of it.
No, not how they sounded. How they sounded, not how they looked.
7 to 10.
I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. Hey, hey.
And now on Nights with Steve Price, the Entrepreneur Show with Heidi Armstrong. Thanks to Converge Business Forums, connecting entrepreneurs and combining the power of networking with business coaching.
No ambition to go to the Antarctic?
I don't really like the cold.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, that's a bit of a lame thing to say, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it would have been a great trip. Stuart, g'day.
G'day, Steve. How are you?
I'm well, mate.
Good. I just wanted to thank you for putting Julio on. I like nothing more than being lectured about social justice and saving the planet from a bunch of rich kids that have just driven a boat with a couple of thousand tonnes of fuel oil into the most pristine
I don't think he was.
I know that they could have got their inspiration anywhere else.
I don't think he was lecturing people about saving the planet. He's talking about coming up with business ideas. Hang on, Stuart.
We're all one planet.
He's not lecturing about saving the planet. And if he wants to spend his money hiring a ship to go to the Antarctic, that's his problem, isn't it?
I don't have a problem with that. They can spend their money any way they like. I hope they do. But I just think that sometimes when you take an attitude to, you said Dick Smith saying one thing and then doing the other, I agree with you with that. I see this in the same way. I've got a bucket load of money. I'm going to take a boat to the Antarctic of all places, so I can talk about social justice.
But you could just go on the boat to the Antarctic and have a holiday. As far as I understand it, these guys are employing people, creating businesses that give people jobs. That's not a bad thing, is it?
No, I don't. Not at all. But it's a show about entrepreneur and networking. I think that's fantastic. But entrepreneuring and networking has to happen down there.
I take your point. No, thank you, Stuart. I'm not sure what the problem was.
No, I'm not sure. I mean, one thing Julio does seem to me is that he is really about promoting entrepreneurship in Australia. And I did ask him, well, why are you going to Antarctica if you're all about Australian business?
Yep.
And his answer was to get that energy and to be inspired. And it's a very inspiring place and they want to come up with new ideas. So I thought that was a fair response.
Well, to attract the people. I don't need to sit here and defend it. I mean, Julio can defend it himself when he comes back. I presume to attract the quality of people he wanted to take, he had to come up with a different location. I mean,
something inspiring.
You could go to Lindenfels in the Blue Mountains and sit in a conference room and write things on butcher paper, but people have all done that a million times.
A million times, Steve.
So they wanted something a bit different. I don't think there's a problem with that, is there?
I don't have a problem with that. And look, the proof of the pudding will be in coming back and to see what businesses are coming out of it. And we've already, as I alluded to before with Dave Jackson, he's a young guy.
What's his ride app, by the way?
Ride sharing app. Yes. So a bit like Uber, but not Uber.
Right.
So carpooling. So if you're somebody who lives out in Northern Beaches.
Rouse Hill. Or...
Yes, or anywhere, and you want to go into the city, and you do this every day.
Yes.
And public transport isn't that convenient for you, then you can get on board with the Car Crowd app that he's developing, which means you just log in where you're going and you just carpool with other people going.
Well, that's a clever idea, although carpooling has been tried forever and it doesn't work for a couple of reasons. It doesn't work because most people don't like sharing a car with a stranger.
But you can rate people.
Well, I don't care about
you can
that.
Rate people. So
I don't
want
to drive to work
smelly,
with someone I don't know.
Well,
they'd have the wrong radio station on, or they.
Well, that's when you like go to a
drive
different
too
car.
Drive too quick, or you know.
But see, I think
erratic.
We're going to have to move forward in our thinking, Steve, because if we want to get away from the traffic congestion issues that we've got here in Sydney, we're going to have to think smarter. And if people aren't going to do it because they're a bit precious and they just don't want to hop in a
that's
car.
Me.
Yes, thank you. I was
I'd much rather travel on my own, thanks.
Well, you're just part of the problem. You've got to get part. You've got to become part of the solution, Steve.
I'd happy to be part of the solution, but part of my solution is not sharing my car with someone else.
Well.
Anyway,
hopefully other people don't.
So
think
you've already
like
interviewed
you.
Him, have you?
I have.
All right. Well, when he comes back from his trip to the Antarctic, we might. Get him in again.
And we might find out if he's hooked up with a couple of investors on the ship.
That's a description of him. He could have hooked up with a whole lot of people on the ship. Thank you very much, Heidi. I'll see
oh,
you next week.
Pleasure.